Bang.
Feast my eyes on it. And enjoy Rosie before walking the gangplank. I mean, it's just such an incredible machine. But I just can't help imitating those diesels when I hear them fire up. Yes! 57 feet of sleek fiberglass. I noticed something yesterday as I sat there on the flybridge enjoying the sunshine, smoking a Camel. Not only are power boaters and sailboaters as different as night and day, power boating women and sailboating women are as different as night and day. And never the twain shall meet. I mean, I could compare the two. I sat there and I looked at the power boaters heading out. Their women were generally buxom, wearing strang bikinis. But on a clear day, you could see forever. Generally with pouting lips. A stare that was slightly vacant, but what the hell? You didn't bring her along to balance your check bag. Generally looking sweet. Nubile. And then I'd glance at the sailboating women. They appeared to be generally allergic to the sun. Splotchy and heavily covered up. Smeared grotesquely in protecting lotion. When they lifted their arms to take the ice chest aboard, I noticed several of them had unshaven armpits. In defiance of convention. And generally, as they sat at the bow, they had a surly expression on their face. I mean, they met my gaze. When I looked at the sailboating women, they met my gaze and they looked at me as if to say, "What are you looking at? You got a problem? Take a picture, last longer." Whereas the powerboating women, when I glanced at them, they'd smile back. I could see them looking me up and down. I am the beef. Yeah, them powerboat women, they'll look at you. Who knows? They might be on your boat tomorrow. They want to check that thing out. The sailboating women have made a commitment to Harvey with the spindly legs, so they don't even look around. Why torture themselves? I noticed, too, that sailboating women and powerboating women cruise differently. Like, I look at them powerboating women. Generally speaking, they were standing right behind their man at the helm, rubbing his back as he's steering along at high speed, digging those thumbs in deep to those trapezius muscles, kneading those massive delts. Whereas the powerboating women, they just lie there reading a book by Erica Jong, you know, agreeing with everything she says. That's right, men are really horrible, really horrible. Couple tend to be together, holding hands, necking as they go. The sailboating couple tend to be at different ends of the ship. One of them oblivious to the other. It's funny. The sailboating man will try to talk to his woman. "Honey, do you ever think it'd be nice to... Well, you know, one of my secret fantasies has been to... Well, be with two women." And I was always, and then the wife usually goes, "You sick! That's the sickest thing I ever had." The thought of that. That's right. That's what you would think. You would think something like that. You'd like to have two women. Don't voice your perverted thoughts to me. And then she won't say a thing to him all the rest of the day. Give him the cold shoulder for about 3 days. Whereas a powerboat woman, if you say to her, "You know, I've always... Well, one of my fantasies has been to be with two women." She usually smiles brightly and says, "You know, I thought about that, too. Maybe I'll call my friend Julie and she'll be up for coming home. She can be here in about 5 minutes and we'll give you the time of your life." Yeah. Powerboating women there. And sailboating women there. I think the biggest difference you're going to find is if you follow them home and you look in the backyard of the sailboating woman, you'll probably find a solar-powered water heater. But if you look in the backyard of that powerboating woman, you'd probably find a golf ball lodged halfway through her garden hose.